Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we do things fun here. We do things about small business here. If we can't have fun, we're just going to forget about it. And somebody that I think can help us with that is our new friend Gretchen Rubin. Gretchen is an author. She is a best-selling author. Her book, 40 Ways to Look at Winston Churchill, also 40 Ways to Look at JFK, and on. She actually was a law clerk for Judge Sandra Day O'Connor, one of my personal heroes, which I want to ask her about in just a minute. Her new book is called The Happiness Project, and who couldn't be happy with two beautiful daughters, which she has. She's a mom, too. Gretchen Rubin, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Great to be here. I'm very happy to be here.
I got to hear about Judge O'Connor, Justice O'Connor. I'll tell you, she is one of my heroes, and the work that she did before she left on Kelo versus New London was amazing to me. I quoted her. I wrote a piece about it, and I included her quote in there. That was the takings, the eminent domains case up in Connecticut.
Right, sir.
I was so proud of her. Her last shot was to deliver some great leadership.
Well, it was a real honor to work with her because she's just one of these people that the way she presents herself in public is exactly the way she is in private. She was a very judicious person, and
yeah.
but also extremely kind. Like she made a big celebration of our birthdays, and
wow.
She would actually cook for us if we had to work on Saturday or Sunday. She would make something at home and bring it into us as sort of like a
wow.
Oh, well, I know you're working on the weekend, but here's what it is. But she just has this a clarity. You know, you would talk about some long, complicated thing, and she would always just be able to zero in on
wow.
kind of the one thing where you're like, oh, okay, you know, now I see what's really important here. And, but you know, the thing about the Supreme Court is that in our minds, you know, it's extremely political, and there's all this, you know, it's a place where all the biggest issues in the United States sort of
right.
play out. But the collegiality among those justices was really amazing when
really?
You think of the work that they do.
Yeah.
It was a really extraordinary
even while they're disagreeing. We
yes.
need that more collegiality, that more civility in the rest of the world.
No, it really opened my eyes to the fact that people can really disagree with each other profoundly and be very open about those disagreements. I mean, you know, it's all there. And yet in their personal life be very friendly to each other, and it just makes it so much nicer. And I just wish that we could
find a way to do that
more broadly, because I just think everybody wants the best for the United States. You know, we disagree,
yeah.
but if we could just take the venom out, I think we'd all feel happier.
We've gotten to the point, Gretchen, where if I disagree with you and you disagree with me, then either both of us think the other one is wrong. We're not just different. You know, I love that old country song, "He Ain't Wrong, He's Just Different."
Right.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
It's you and I could be different, but that doesn't make us wrong, and it sure doesn't make us shouldn't make us enemies. But anyway, I wanted to ask
yes.
you about that. And
he's really an extraordinary person.
Confucius said, "Be in reality what you appear to be," and that's it. Sounds like that's what those are the kinds of people that I admire very much. And I know a few other people like that. God, give us, please, Lord, give us more justices like Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yeah, and she is still tearing around the country. Every time I'm in D.C., I'm like, can I come by and have lunch with the justice? Like, no, she's in Eastern Europe. I'm like, I can't even in my mind imagine like
right.
her work schedule. She's just indefatigable.
It's great.
It's amazing.
Well, look, thank you for giving us that quick report on her, and I appreciate it very much. I know my audience enjoys hearing that, Gretchen. A number of years ago, almost a couple of decades ago, I read Gail Sheehy's book Passages.
Oh yeah.
And in that book, I don't know, I couldn't find it right now if I had to, but in that book, I remember she said, "When I turned 40, I said to myself, no more BS."
Yeah.
And I said, that was a moment for me. That was a moment for me, and I said, okay, I'm going to focus on finding happiness. I'm going to move toward things and people that make me happy, and I'm going to start moving away from things and people that make me unhappy. And I started doing that. And I left some people and some things in the behind me. And even when things are tough, I try to find a way to be happy. It's not always easy to do. But your Happiness Project book, your book, The Happiness Project, that's a track for people to run on to accomplish this. And I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you. Because it sounds like you and I had very much the same kind of awakening. Because I was always a pretty happy person. It wasn't like I was in the depths of despair right. When I started my Happiness Project. But I think I had a recognition just very much like what you're describing, where I was like, wow, you know, I'm a grown-up now, and if I want things to be a certain way, then I need to make that happen. It's just not going to... It's just not going to magically change.
And if you're unhappy,
yeah. You
got to figure that if we throw out the extreme situations,
yes.
If you're unhappy, about 99.125% of that's on you. Would you agree with that?
You know, and I think sometimes people get caught up in this word happiness, and they think it's sort of this impossible goal, and how would they get there, and how would they stay there, and what would it look like, and what would it be like, and would I be content, or would I be joyful, or would I be this? And so I always think, like, if you get kind of freaked out by thinking about happiness, just think about, well, could you be a little happier?
Yeah.
What could you do to be a little bit happier in the next couple weeks? Something little. Just move the ball forward a little
bit.
But
isn't happiness being at peace inside your own skin, isn't that really the origin of happiness?
Well, you know, I always avoid definitions of happiness because I think people can get, like, your happiness can be different from my happiness. That's what it means for you. But then I think sometimes people start disagreeing with even what the goal is. And it's like, well, whatever the goal is
so
for you, whatever it means for you,
par,
just
breaking,
get closer to it.
Breaking par is not right up there on top of your list? Is that what you're saying?
That is not on my list. So I'm close to many people where that is on the list, so I understand the importance of that goal very clearly. That has been made clear to me.
The Happiness Project is a year-long project, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I worked on it for a year. But like you say, you started your Happiness Project 20 years ago. I'm going to do mine for the rest of my life too. It's not something that you. It's not something that you finish.
Right, right. It's a state of mind.
It's a state of
mind. It's a state of mind. No question about it. And folks, it's on you. It's in you. And if you want to be happy, you have to claim that. You have to stake that claim yourself. It's nobody else's fault. 20 after. Going to be right back. And Gretchen Rubin's going to detail this happiness project for us right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Money. 23 after. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame. You know that money thing. Money gives you options. Money and stuff give you options, but they don't make you happy. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. Please go to my website, check it out, use it to your advantage. You'll find happiness. You can find happiness at my website. We have it. It's all over the place right there. And if you need help with your small business, if you want to be more successful, if that would make you happy, we can help you. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gretchen Rubin is our guest, folks, and our new friend, soon to be not a new friend. She's going to come back, and her book is called The Happiness Project. Gretchen, tell us how we can find your book.
Well, it's on sale, so you can get it in any bookstore. You can get it online, and I also have a blog where I have sample chapters and a book video and all that stuff, which is called The Happiness Project, and that's happiness-project.com.
Somebody beat you to it. I hate it when that happens.
With what?
the Happiness Project without the hyphen.
Oh, I know. Yes.
They probably got that back in 96 or something like that.
They did. I looked into that.
Happiness-project.com.
Yeah.
All right, so check that out, folks, and don't check out that book video. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
okay, so Gretchen, I said a minute ago that, and I've said this, I've been saying this now for a long time. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you can't be happy with money and stuff. You won't be happy with money and stuff. And a lot of people think money and stuff will bring you happiness, and then they get it, and they're still not happy. I know plenty of people like that. I'm sure you do, too. So put us on... There are so many small business owners out there across the entire spectrum of success. They're startups, they've cashed in, and they're clipping their coupons, and everybody in the middle. All of them, you know, are in different levels of success, but they can all be happy if they want to be, and I want you to help us with that. How do we start this project?
One of the things about money is that you said money's options. And the thing about money is money does it really depends on how you spend your money. What do you spend your money on? Because if you spend your money towards the things that bring happiness, then money is a great way to bring you, can help bring you happiness. Mm-hmm. And if you spend your money unwisely, then it's not going to do anything to make you happy. So, for example, if you had to pick one thing that was the key to a happy life, you know, universally, like what is the most basic fundamental thing about happiness, pretty much everybody agrees that that thing is strong relationships with other people.
Right.
This is the thing that we need to be happy, and that shows up in all different ways. And so if you use your money in ways that strengthen your relationships with other people, then it's going to make you happy. So, like, let's say you have some money and you have to decide, like, well, are we going to go on a family vacation to visit my brother and his family that we haven't seen in a year, or are we going to buy, are we going to, like, redo the deck?
Right.
Probably you're going to be a lot happier if you make that trip, you have an experience instead of having stuff, which brings mm-hmm. people happiness, and you strengthen a relationship with someone who's important to you.
Right.
Just upgrading your stuff, you know, the minute that you upgrade your deck, it's, you get used to it and you're kind of no better off than you were before, unless doing it somehow opens up a new experience or a new ongoing.
Or unless that deck brings the family closer.
Well, yeah, like maybe now everybody plays in the backyard and you have greater family
What you're saying, Gretchen, is happiness happens or doesn't happen based on the choices you make.
Exactly. And the way that you choose to spend your money is one of the most important choices that you make mm-hmm. in terms of whether your choices bring you happiness.
And do we have flawed choice-making processes?
Well, we have flawed choice-making processes. Like, here's a good one. Everybody knows that exercise makes people happier, and that's very true.
You're starting to meddle a little bit now, Gretchen.
What?
I can see you're about to meddle a little bit.
Oh, yes, I know. Here it comes. Watch out. But let's say you spend your money to get an expensive gym membership because you think, oh, my gosh, if I spend this money on a gym membership, I'll have to go. And then you don't go.
Yeah. And then you feel guilty, and you're unhappy.
Then you feel guilty, you're not going to the gym, and you're spending a lot of money. But then you don't want to cancel the membership because you think, well, then I would just be admitting that I don't go to the gym. Okay, so this is how gyms basically stay in business too. Is this very rational,
exactly. Right?
Because they don't have enough treadmills for all the people who signed up. They know you're not going to come.
They know that they're not even. They said, okay, we want 500 members. But we're only going to build a 250 member space.
That's right, and that is
it works.
And that works. So that's not a good way to spend your money. But maybe you could figure out, you know, you could say, like, well, but I always really liked going biking when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe I
mm-hmm.
like going biking now. So you buy mm-hmm. yourself a bike, and you actually go biking, and you go biking with some friends. That's going to make you happy. So just throwing money at a problem, sometimes it can work if it actually solves the problem that's making you unhappy. But it's not enough if you're not choosing wisely and being honest with yourself about what the consequence of that spending is going to be. Because an expensive gym membership is not going to make you happy.
As we head off into the new year, Gretchen, last thoughts on you got any resolution ideas? Any give those up, forget about them? What do you think?
One thing is a lot of people need to get more sleep. This is something, it's very obvious, but a lot of people just don't get enough sleep, and that shows up in your mood and in your health in all sorts of ways. So try to get a little bit more sleep. I know it's fun to stay up late, watch TV, read on the internet, you know, all that stuff.
And spin your world on the Facebook. Hey, Gretchen, give us the website again, please.
It's happiness-project.com.
The book is The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. And Gretchen, I enjoyed this. I hope you'll come back again.
I hope so.
Let's do it again.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's be happy. How about that?
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. I promise.
That's
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.